Friday, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
W-A-F-F-R, W-A-F-F-R, TF5INT. One more time, W-A-F-F-R, W-A-F-F-R, TF5INT. Having her TF5INT clip.
That will go from 10 o'clock Eastern to 11 o'clock, maintaining the same branch time and hopefully experiencing the same propagation. We'll keep holding MITN at 7 p.m. And both nets have had to do quite a bit of frequency jumping lately. I don't know what's going on, I don't know if it's propagation or what, but in the last couple of months we've experienced a lot more conflicts with other on-air activity, and some of these guys we got a root about it, so it's a whole lot easier to move around. Unfortunately, not everybody's on the reflector, which is probably the best way to find out about that kind of information. If we can, we'll get back to the designated net frequency, put out a call, and try to round everybody up to wherever it is. But sometimes they can, sometimes not. Depends on who's running the show and who they've got helping them. Good news for the Great Lakes Emergency and Traffic Net, they were experiencing some of the same problems. And started staking out 3932, finding it was pretty quiet again for some reason. The original folks that we were running up against didn't seem to be there. So they have taken to 3932 and a half, and the last several nights have had some pretty good turnouts, much better than we've seen for quite a while. Max and MITN with what they're working against, the participation and traffic numbers are down, but I guess that's where it's going to be. And that's about all we have from here. Back to that WBTQZ.
All right, WBTQZ, KEAQN, Michigan Section ERPS, CNET. Well, thank you for all of the net updates there and for all the work you're doing and continuing to keep those running. Just to confirm, you said that Max is going to move to 11 o'clock. That'll be starting Sunday morning.
Yeah, that'll start with the change to daylight saving time, Sunday.
Okay, roger that. Just as a note for folks, we're going to stay on this frequency and time for now at least. We may find ourselves moving frequencies as the sun changes for this particular net. But 11 o'clock in there, I made myself a note to update the net directory on miarpsc.org for you for that net. And good to hear that that the new frequency or the old frequency is working out again for Great Lakes Net there as well. All right, well, let's go along to KW5AS and then to be followed by W8COP. Mr. Skip, tell us what's happening up in Menominee.
This is KW5AS. Well, like everyone else, we're near the end of the season, so we're getting less snow, but still getting snow now and then. Other than that, not much happening here. It's a little difficult to hear in that tonight. The net control for the Wolverine that's splattering a little. I guess he must be
That is so. Please call now. Any relays? Okay. Okay, hearing none, did pick up KB8SWR. He is on Echo Link, and he's checked in and out. Let's see here. Well, next, we'll go to KB8RWE, to be followed by WB8TKL. Mr. Dale, how are things your way?
Yeah, this is KD8RWE, Dale from Calhoun County, and we just kind of belong to the Skywarn team. We had our siren test Saturday, and they did something a little different. We've got the ability to set off the sirens in sections down here, so, you know, if something happens on the east side of the county, we don't have to set off the sirens on the west side of the county. And we had some little trouble and some bugs to work out, and after the siren, we usually all meet at a little luncheon and talk a little bit, so that's about all I got for the net, so we'll give it back to net control, KD8RWE out.
All right, thank you, Dale. KD8RWE, KE8DON, again with the siren testing, and I appreciate hearing always about that. And heck, that's why you do the test, right, is to find where the bugs are and help get those cleaned up. All right, we go next to WB8TKL to be followed by KD8TGW. Jerry, how are things your way?
KE8DON on the Michigan ARTFC map. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima J and Ypsilanti. Well, as Jim said, we did attend the 2-hour-long AREDN Arden microwave training down at the Monroe EOC. Had prearranged to help out Chrissy from the Northwest Ohio Arden group. They've got ARDC grant to deploy a dozen or so nodes on various hospitals and such buildings through the Toledo area. That'll turn out to be a pretty good network. I think they expect to have the bulk of that completed by the end of summer. Here in Washtenaw County, we've got a couple, three buildings already, the rooftops populated, networks been in place. Actually have one of the sites that behaves itself, knock on wood, I probably jinxed it, but nodes there have been running for about 2.5 years without a reboot, so we're quite happy about that. Anyway, the network is growing here in Washtenaw. We have two more main sites lined up to be deployed, and that will complete a...
Thanks, Mike. KB8SWR.
Error 202. KF8AYL monitoring.
KV8RE mobile.
KF8AYO, monitoring.
K2YBO mobile.
KF8AYO, monitoring.
K2YBO mobile and monitoring.
K2, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8AYO. My name is Ken here.
Hi, Ken. This is K2YBO. My name is Leah. Just passing through, and I didn't quite catch if you were calling somebody in particular or just saying hey.
Nope, I was just calling out monitoring to see if anybody else was out there and around. So passing through, huh? That's always fun. Trying to find different places to connect to and talk to.
Yeah, you never know who might pop in. Every now and then I will pull up a station while I'm listening to music, and I had this one I called out a little while ago on it and just left it on, and then the music was playing, so I didn't quite hear you. So, yeah, hey, yeah, doing about 400 miles today, and I've got another 150 to go.
That almost sounds like the terminology a trucker would use. Is that your profession?
Oh, negative. I'm not a professional driver. Just hauling some stuff and towing a car at the moment.
Ah, I see. Yeah, well, that's a pretty good haul of mileage in a day, that's for sure.
And normally I'm escaping Michigan when it's winter time and I'm heading down to Texas, but this time I'm going the other way. I came left Dayton, Ohio, and I'm heading up towards Alpena.
There's still quite a bit of snow up there, and I think they're supposed to get some more in the next couple of days, but then I think it's supposed to warm up, so I don't know how long you're going to be there, but I'm probably headed back up to the UP sometime this week myself, but yeah, that's a different story.
Well, I'm all ears until you break up. What's going on with the UP?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. There's just a lot more snow. I'm going up there for snowmobiling and checking our cabin up there, make sure it's not collapsing or anything of that nature, and just kind of enjoying the solace up there.
Sounds beautiful. I'm hoping to get up there a little bit too and do some POTA activations in the winter. I haven't crossed over except back in the 80s when I went to Michigan Tech. I got used to going across, but yeah, it's beautiful up in God's country.
Oh, really? You're a Michigan Tech person, huh? I am as well. I went to Tech from 88 to 92.
I was up there in the early 80s, and then ended up coming, I'm from Southeast Michigan originally, so ended up back down there.
What was your major at Michigan Tech?
I started out general engineering and switched to electrical. I got in there, I skipped my senior year of high school, so I was a little late on declaring a major just to get in, but they accepted me in their engineering program, and then after a bit I was able to transfer into the electrical.
Ah, I see. Did you have a professor named Robert Zielinski?
I don't remember that one. I remember physics, where we could draw a perfect circle without any template, and we had a chem teacher. I remember my calculus teacher. Where did you stay? I was in Douglas Houghton Hall.
I stayed in East Coed, which is now renamed McNeil, McNair, something like that.
Yeah, I was up there when the rec center was being built, and it moved from, what was that, Sherwood or Sherman down there and went up the hill, so that was the year. And we also got the McDonald's that year, so we didn't have to go to Marquette to get some fries, we could just go downtown.
Yeah, I came just after you were there. The rec center was kind of built as a, you know, the new place, and yeah, the McDonald's. I worked there for 2.5 years. I worked at that McDonald's when it was downtown. So it's moved up the hill since in the 2000s or something. But yeah, it's interesting times. There were still people in my day that used to go down to Marquette for Taco Bell, but now there's a Taco Bell up the hill too, so they don't have to do that either.
When you say up the hill, does that mean the Copper Country Mall?
Well, I don't know when the last time you were there was, but the Copper Country Mall is still there, but it's effectively dead. It's really weird. I really don't understand it. All these businesses have moved, like, between town and the mall. So that's what I mean by up the hill. So they're now, if you go, like, from town from the bridge, like, and keep going up the hill towards the mall, you know, there's a Walmart, there's, O'Reilly's, AutoZone, coffee shops, the Taco Bell, a bazillion different businesses. They've all moved out of town and up the hill, which seems bizarre to me, but that's what they've done. And yeah, in the Copper Country Mall today, there's, you know, some facsimile of the community college courses, a couple of businesses that run kind of offices out of it. There's a handful of retail shops, like a Dunham's Sports place and a few other places, but yeah, that's kind of about it. I don't understand why people would abandon the mall for an outdoor business I don't know. It just seems bizarre to me, but that's what's happened. So if you go back there, be in for a shock.
Well, yeah, I guess it's been a few years. KQYDO for ID. I'm assuming the Sumi restaurant is gone, and we can't get the good pasties from there, and the Parkside went up the hill to the mall, and I don't know if that's still there. The C&D had the discussed pickled eggs, and I know they're gone. So, it's sad, but I like the nature, I like the park, so I'll head up to the Keweenaw sometime and enjoy just going and seeing the falls.
Well, the Sumi is still there, so that one's still around. They're still operating, and it's good. Yeah, pickled eggs, not allowed in Michigan anymore because of health regulations. The brine, you know, attracts some kind of bacteria or something. So isn't a public restaurant offering pickled eggs is now kind of no longer allowed unless they want to submit their recipe and do all sorts of tests on it, which most people don't do. So, yeah, that's gone. So, yeah, who knows?
Where are you from originally that you want to protect?
Well, I graduated high school in Troy in southeast Michigan. Currently, I'm in Birch Run, but we have a place we bought, which is Well, I mentioned Robert Zielinski, the double E professor in the 80s there. I had his old house on Lake Superior out in Red Ridge. I bought it from him, and that's where we're going to retire. So we're going to redo that house, and that's where we're going to go to retire. And it's being worked on right now, so hopefully in a few years we'll be out of here and up there.
That sounds beautiful. Congratulations on a house on Superior. It's going to be amazing. You'll get all sorts of weather and cold, but beautiful.
Well, I'm a cold weather person. If you ask me to go to Florida or Southern California, I've had to do business trips there. I'm like, oh man, this is just miserable. I hate these places. I'd much rather have snow and 20 degrees and snowmobiling and snowshoeing in the wintertime. I mean, I like the seasons. I like the summer, but fall and winter, that's where I'm at.
I like a little bit of winter, but Michigan, especially upper Michigan, has way too much winter, so I usually like to escape January and come back March-ish. It gets to be too many gray days. I like snow, I just don't like all the gray.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. You're definitely not alone, so I think I'm more the outlier than anyone else, so... You're definitely not alone in that sentiment.
Well, I guess I'm getting close here to Birch Run and Spring and Moose, it looks like. And it's a little bit of flutter, so I'm going to say nice chatting with you. And keep listening. Maybe somebody else will pop through. K2 Radio.
All right there, K2 Radio. Enjoy the rest of your travels here today. Drive safe. And maybe we'll hear you again. This is KF8 AYL. I'm clear. KF8 AYL monitoring. KF8 AYL monitoring. KF8 AYL monitoring.